We have been hearing lots and lots and lots of bad news about vaping recently. I'm not really sure what to make of this because all of this is new. The CDC is investigating 193 potential cases of an illness related to vaping. What they're saying, though, is that it's not clear whether the symptoms associated with the hospitalizations are from a single illness. In Illinois, the people who are being hospitalized are relatively young. They're between the ages of 17 and 38. They are vapers. Symptoms include being short of breath and having difficulty breathing. Fatigue. And then, I don't know if I want to, vomiting and diarrhea, as Monty Python would say, opening up the sluices at both ends. I want to bring in Dr. Mitch Shulman to comment on this because it is a very serious thing, but we don't know that much about it. So, Dr. Mitch, welcome to The Night Side.
Thank you.
So, we're talking about the first vapor reported dead after a mysterious lung disease. Is it too early to say that vaping causes whatever this mysterious disease is?
No, not at all. And in fact, vaping is not safe. No one has ever said it was. Vaping was intended to bridge people off of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea was you'd go from smoking tobacco, which has, 7,000 nasty, toxic, horrible things in it, including, amongst other things, nicotine, tar, just run down the list, is a known carcinogen and all the things it does. Not everyone can stop. And so let's come up with as many tools as we can to help them. Well, one of the tools we came up with them is a device that delivers nicotine in a, and I'll say this carefully, a less dangerous package. Not a safe package, a less dangerous package. And there's nicotine in it. There's all sorts of things in it. And don't forget, when you're vaping, what you're doing is you're vaporizing, right? Vaporizing a solution, a liquid. What's in that liquid? Well, there can be all sorts of things. Formaldehyde has been found in it, heavy metals like lead. There's even something called diacetyl, which if people out there remember, there was something called popcorn lung. And what happened was people that were manufacturing microwavable popcorn were using in the manufacturing process diacetyl, which is a compound that sort of gives it that buttery flavor. Well, they realized that the people manufacturing the microwavable popcorn were getting sick with exactly similar symptoms to this as a result of reacting to diacetyl. So they took it out. And hopefully we'll never see that again. But diacetyl has been found in this. Formaldehyde has been found in this. Who knows what compounds are found in here? And so it's not surprising, although extremely unfortunate, that we're starting to see an influx of illnesses. It may have been going on for a while and we're just clued into it, or something very special may be happening right now. Certainly 22 states in the U.S. are implicated. They all seem to be in the central and Midwest. So it's not infectious. It's not some sort of virus or fungus or something like that. But certainly something is happening. It sounds, and again, now we're speculating, as if it's a reaction to something in there. And that's why you're seeing it in young and healthy people. 17 to 38-year-old people have awesome immune systems. You antagonize their immune system with something, and it goes berserk. And so it may be triggering a reaction in their lungs that's causing all these symptoms, and including attacking other parts of their body, causing the vomiting and the diarrhea that we're seeing as well. So very serious. It's so unfortunate that anyone is suffering. And when you specifically recall that the reason for introducing vaping was to help people leave tobacco, to have people just vaping in and of itself and exposing themselves to risks that we don't even know what they are yet, is just scary to me.
Well, it always struck me as odd, and I will say that I quit smoking 16 or more years ago. I have never vaped, but I quit cold turkey and have not touched another burning cigarette or thing since. So I don't have experience with vaping other than just being around it. And I will tell you that I've always thought that it was odd, as a smoking cessation device, that they made it taste like candy.
Yeah. It's attractive to young kids. One of the companies got into big trouble in the United States for the way their advertising was directed. It seems to be becoming an entryway to nicotine and everything that has to do with it for younger people, especially in the States. But we know it's happening in Canada. There are stats out of all of our provinces showing that younger people, adolescents and all that, even though it's supposed to be restricted, are getting access to it. And nicotine is one of the most addictive substances ever known to men. It ranks in the top three or five in terms of addicting substances. So my hat goes off to you. I know how tough it is to stop. And my heart goes out to people who've tried. And that's what vaping was created to do. You'd put a certain amount of nicotine in, and over time you'd wean them down to lower doses of nicotine, and they'd be able to stop.
It always struck me, though, that it should be more medicinal. The idea, quitting is hard. It was one of the most difficult things that I've ever done. And the idea that you know, vaping is, it tastes good, and it's sort of, you know, it has all that. It really kind of struck me as being counter, as we just said, being counter to the idea of quitting. Now, is it possible that whatever is happening here to the lungs of these relatively young people could be something new? I mean, is it possible that we're just seeing a new thing we've never seen before?
Well, look, we never knew about popcorn lung until it happened, right? So it's entirely possible that this will be something that we hadn't suspected, that's either a product of the vaporization process, the heating process, or only with certain diluents, not in others. It's entirely possible. Why hasn't everyone who's vaped developed this? Maybe it's an interaction between something in your environment, something that you're vaping, and being young enough to be able to mount an immune response. So there are also, and I must tell you, the Centers for Disease Control, you're witnessing what many of us admire about the Centers for Disease Control in the States. As soon as they get a signal, and think about all the millions of things that are happening in the world in terms of respiratory infections, for them to have clued in, this started, what, June 28th?
Yeah.
Look how quickly they clued into the fact something's going on. It's specifically related to vaping. We're closing in on it. They do just the most incredible investigative detective work, and you are literally watching as it unfolds. It's like watching a detective show on TV. And they literally are trying to figure out, and they're exposing us, they're keeping us aware of what's going on. I've always been impressed by what they do and how they do it, how open and transparent they are. But part of the problem with being open and transparent, it leaves us all with a certain degree of uncertainty about what's going on. And we're just going to have to wait and see where this goes to. Certainly, if you don't have to vape, don't. Discourage people from doing it, unless it's a very specific plan over a very limited amount of time to stop smoking. If you do vape and you develop any symptoms of shortness of breath, increased cough, trouble breathing, anything, do not delay. The sooner we get on top of this, the sooner we see you, the more likely we are to be able to figure out what's going on and hopefully to prevent you from deteriorating much more seriously. And that's another important message. If you vape and you're not feeling well, you need to be seen.
Dr. Mitch, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. Have a great evening.
You too. That was Dr. Mitch Shulman. He is the News Talk 1010 medical correspondent talking about vaping. We were talking about the first vapor reported dead after a mysterious lung disease. Love to hear what you think about this. Are you vaping? Did you start vaping so you could quit smoking cigarettes and you've just continued vaping? What is your life experience with it? Because I don't have it. I've never vaped. I'd like to hear from you. And you know, let me know, have you felt this or is it something new, you're just hearing about for the first time? You've been vaping and you are symptom-free. Let me know. I hope that's the case. We've got Emma Ridu on the line from Brampton. Hi, how are you? Welcome to the Nightside.
Hi, Richard. Yes, thanks for having me. So I've been vaping now for about 5 to 6 years. I started vaping from a vape shop, and, you know, it's the bigger machines, and I felt good right away. You know, I could hit the gym. I was smoking before. I felt better, healthier. Recently, I switched over to the new ones. They call it the Juul.
Yep.
And you can see them in every convenience store. There's many different ones.
And it's kind of smaller. And it looks kind of like a hard drive or something, almost like one of those little flash drives that you have on your...
It's mistaken as a USB,
yeah.
But the concentration of nicotine in it is like 70 or 80 grams, which is crazy high. I had it for about a week, and just I felt a tightness in my chest. I stopped
really?
Using it. Coincidentally, it was a story about a teen who's using the Juul in Florida and his lungs collapsed.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of these cases, I don't know, my opinion is we got to look into from what devices were they caused.
Mm-hmm.
I think the mass marketing that Juul's doing and all these other places going into every convenience store, that might be, like, this might be a spike from that because that's pretty recent. Within the last year.
Yeah. Now, we don't know what exactly is causing it, but between June 28th and today, there's been 193 people struck with these similar symptoms. How old a person are you?
I'm 33.
You're 33, so you're right in line here because everyone here that has been hospitalized and has been reported this has been between the ages of 17 and 38. So will you vape anymore, or is this enough to make you quit?
So my challenge is just knowing, like, my initial experience with vaping using the bigger machines,
yep.
Like, that's how I describe them, they're just bigger vape products.
Yep.
I felt fine, and, you know, the doctor that was on here earlier, he was talking about that chemical that causes popcorn lungs.
Yep.
A lot of these vape shops, you know, they consult with you and they let you know that they do not carry that chemical compound in
right.
any of their products, right?
Right?
I think there's a lot, like, this industry is huge. There's a lot of good people in it. I think a lot of people have successfully quit smoking. I think it's been good somewhat on the harm reduction apart from these recent cases, which I incline to say that's more from the recent mass marketing companies like Juul and Vype. I think when you go mass market with something like this, apart from, like, these vape shops are like small businesses. These guys are very passionate. When it goes out like this on this scale, I think that's where we're seeing the spike. That's my opinion.
Thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Richard.
Thanks. We've got Richard on the line. Hi, Richard. How are you? Welcome to the Nightside.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. So you like vaping.
Yeah, I've been vaping for 5 years. You know, I'll hit the gym, and I it doesn't leave me out of breath. It doesn't. I could run for an hour, and I'm fine with cigarettes.
Did you do it to quit smoking? Did you do it to quit smoking? Did you do it to quit smoking?
Yeah, I did. I did it to quit smoking. Now, like, I buy the juices that I buy. You know, I stick to my store down here, and I know that, you know, it's good quality stuff. I know for a long time, juice is the flavors, you know, with the nicotine and stuff
that.
They haven't been regulated. And there's been, like, you could find stuff on YouTube how to make your own vape juice. There's guys making it out of bathtubs.
Right.
You know, and you don't know what you're putting into your body. And then they're using those bigger machines with it's called lung hits.
I mean
you're literally going from machine or like right down, and that's what causes your popcorn lung,
right?
But with most of these, you don't even have to inhale it. Like, it's a different way of inhaling. If you're doing it the right way, you're not gonna cause yourself a lung problem.
And,
but, you know, it's just looking at the quality of what you're putting into your vape juice-wise and how you're actually vaping.
We're out of time here, Richard, but I just ask you a quick, like, yes or no. Are you going to quit or no after this news?
Probably not.
Right on. Well, Richard, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks. Take-